All right. Just like that Astros offense, I'm back. Let's do this. It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, John Lee, the bleeping master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN. Is your number 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you are good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Wednesday where we do things just a little bit differently. We put odds on everything. So when you call or text or tweet or do any of those things, put odds on it. What are the odds it's going to be a fun show?
You tell me, Fred.
I feel really good about today's show. 95% okay. It's going to be fun. It might not be good, but it's going to be fun.
Okay.
I'm just glad to be back.
Yeah, how was your day yesterday?
My day sucked. You know, I had a nice little 4-hour drive up to Dallas, 5 hours worth of meetings, and a nice little 4-hour drive back.
Mm.
So that was real pleasant.
Solo?
No, Brandon Strange went with me, who he does all of our...
All our web stuff.
Yeah, yeah. So
how's he as a car buddy?
He's fine. He's fine. Yeah. I just but we had a lot to.
Is he a talker? Is he quiet?
Well, but we had a lot to talk about because we were kind of going up to look at the content management system at Culture Map and kind of going through some best practices and stuff for something we're going to be doing. So yeah, there was a lot to be discussed.
I really do think whenever I go in, and assuming I eventually go in and. Negotiate my next contract here. I think I want to work into it that I want to be a food critic on Culture Map.
We can make that happen. I'm sure.
It seems like a reasonable thing.
Yeah,
like,
I think you would be good at it.
Yeah.
Not now while you're not eating food.
No.
But in general.
But when I get back to eating food, for sure. And it doesn't have to be all food because I don't want to eat everything. But like maybe I can just be like the barbecue and pizza critic.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Those are good ones. I'm sure they'd be open to that.
Okay.
So.
And just tell that other guy, bro, listen, you've had a good run.
Yeah. You know, he can still have everything but barbecue and pizza.
You can do all the other stuff.
Seems fair to me.
Oh, I need burgers too.
Okay.
Barbecue, burgers, and pizza. He can have the rest though. Like, you know me, I'm not like a fine dining guy.
Right.
I mean, every once in a while I like to go out and have a good steak, but it's not my thing, really.
Yeah, for me, I'll do steaks at steak night at a bar. That's my kind of steak, especially good ones. But okay, I'm sure that they would be open to that.
Okay.
And if you want to write for like the Austin site, any of your places in Austin, I'm sure they'd love
I'll
to
do
have that.
I'll do that too, yeah.
I'm sure they'd love to have that.
I travel.
I know that.
Have a stomach, will travel.
I noticed you guys didn't get rid of those TV cats while I was gone.
No, their studio is almost done. And we still have this 1560 The Game logo. I'm just pointing that out for...
I'm working on it.
Okay.
It's a long story.
I mean, haven't we been working on this for like years now?
But I made sure that we got rid of that thing or covered it up.
Oh, yeah. Just bring in another plastic banner to cover it up. That looks
great. No. Or we'll cover it up with one of those. But I'm trying to get one of those, the ones that right outside our studio, I'm trying to get one of those in there.
Okay.
That would make the most sense.
Yeah.
We'd all be happy with that. Yeah, it's this network is putting their thing in there, which we don't really have anything to do with. It's just that they're going to broadcast, I guess, Salisbury Show. Is that right,
yes.
John?
Yeah.
Yes.
So they get a nice little TV studio. But they had this happened to me walking out Monday night. There were some women out there waiting on the guys who are working. Well, our women's restroom requires a key.
Right.
And Esme was already gone. And I guess whoever else has keys was already gone. So I walk into the men's restroom, and...
There was a woman?
Two of them.
What?
Yeah. And they were walking out, so fortunately, I didn't see anything.
Oh.
But that's the last thing...
I feel so bad for those women instantly.
Oh, I do too. Hey, I was fully clothed. I was walking in.
No, but just like going into our vile bathroom, which is...
Well, I'm pretty sure the women's bathroom is just as vile, I would guess.
I can't imagine it is, though.
Well, and of course, it was the end of the day, so it was at its most vile.
Yeah.
There's urine all over
really
the floor.
Really bad at that time of day.
Stuff like that. But, yeah. What else is happening? What else did I miss? Did you guys have a good show yesterday?
Everything was pretty solid. Jerome, you know, Jerome's the best.
He's a pro.
He's the best guy to have fill in, I think. He does a good job every time. So I like him.
I do too.
He did a good job.
Appreciate him filling in, and hopefully there won't be many more of these. I got a week coming up in May, and then I'm probably here for the rest of the year. So
okay.
But unless I die, which is always a possibility. Or have more doctor issues. I've already turfed my doctor. I'm getting a new one. I really think the guy was just doing tests to charge me more.
Did you get any results back?
Inconclusive, which means I think
nice.
Yeah, I think they were just doing a bunch of tests to jack up the price. So I had to pay him a bunch of extra money. That my insurance only covers so much, as you guys know from your. Well, you got a better insurance, but John knows how our insurance works. It's a long story. 713-780-3776. You watch your Astros last night?
Actually, I didn't. I was busy last night. I was watching the last of the Casey Anthony series.
How was that?
Dude, it was so good.
It's worth watching?
Absolutely.
Cool.
And it's crazy. I mean, when you watch the whole deal, it seems like everything that could have happened to like prove her guilty happened, and then she was still not guilty.
Huh.
I mean, it was, I told Jerome yesterday, like, she's our OJ.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way she didn't do this crime, but not guilty. I mean, it's insane.
It's pretty amazing that people can get away with stuff like that, but I'll watch it, and I'm curious about it now. I just, yesterday was just such a long day. I didn't want to watch any TV when I got home, and I had to catch up on Better Call Saul, obviously, which that's the one I've been waiting for. Thought it dragged a little bit for an opener, but still some good stuff.
Yeah, I think it's the best show. I mean, hopefully this season lives up to the other ones, but that's been my favorite show.
I just love how they keep dropping in guys from Breaking Bad.
And I feel like I'm going to eventually have to go back and watch Breaking Bad again, because I didn't realize because he didn't seem like as major of a character. Mike is an amazing character.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
He's so great.
Oh, I always loved him in Breaking Bad. He was my favorite character that I thought they underutilized. They're certainly not underutilizing him in this.
Oh, he's so good. He's got so many skills. I mean, he's got it going on.
713-780-ESPN. I'm finally excited about the draft. In fact, I bought a draft guide that I read today and gave to you. So,
I left it in that other room, too. Damn it.
And now one of those, you know,
one of those interns is going to get it.
Yeah. Hey, look, this is cool. USA Today draft guide. Someone left this for me. Yeah, you leave anything unattended.
Dude, it's coming up pretty quick.
It is. We haven't talked much about it, but I'm really finally getting excited about the draft.
Yeah.
And I guess that part of that was going through all this and seeing where they're ranking a lot of these guys. And from a Texans perspective, I think some of the holes that they have, if they draft smart, they're going to be able to fill and maybe get some guys who can help right away next year at some key positions. We'll see.
If they draft right.
Well, that's okay. That's always the caveat, right? If the Texans draft right, what are the odds of that?
I mean, well, the thing is, I'm expecting them to get two players. Then this is my expectation. I don't know that it'll happen. I expect them to get two players who will be starting for this team next year.
Okay.
And because anybody drafted rounds 1, 2, and 3, I expect to be playing for you.
At least in the rotation.
Although one of those three I expect to be a quarterback, and I don't expect him to be playing right away.
I hope he's not.
So the other two players I would expect to play right away. And that's where, I mean, there's a lot of pressure when it comes to that. I mean, because you can sell us on, okay, well, this quarterback will be ready eventually. But those other two guys, they're going to have to make pretty big immediate impacts.
Guard and tackle. I hope that's what they get.
That's what you think?
I hope you get two of those three in the first three picks. I don't care what you do with the other one. You want to go corner. You even want to add another running back. You want to draft a quarterback who's not going to be any good. I'm okay with all that.
But okay.
You get me a guard and tackle.
Two offensive linemen.
And preferably a tackle who can start next year at right tackle.
Right.
And a guard who can be in the rotation and eventually replace, you know, Zero, Suofilo, or Allen, one of those two, who was not good last year. And that was disappointing as well. I expected him to be better.
Well, if you get a tackle who can start at right tackle this coming season, wouldn't that mean, I mean, can Derek Newton play anywhere but tackle, or is he just swing tackle?
I don't think Derek Newton's coming back this year.
Okay.
From what I've been hearing, he's probably out for all of 2017.
He's just gone forever?
Well, that was a pretty bad injury.
Yeah.
And he did kick inside some.
Dude, I mean, because going in there with Chris Clark as your starting tackle is a really bad situation. Or Kendall Lamb. I mean, these are – that can't happen.
Nothing.
So that has to be the top priority. As good as – or, I mean, is not good as Suofilo and Jeff Allen are.
Yeah.
That spot's got to be the priority.
I agree. They just – if you can make that better – and we already know quarterback's not going to be better. That if you draft somebody, he's not going to be ready.
Yeah.
So I'm okay with, let's beef up the offensive line, maybe get another running back and just run the hell out of the ball. And then, you know, at some point, you hope one of these jokers you have on the roster can play quarterback.
Yeah.
You see what?
Did you realize we're basically 2 weeks away?
Yeah. Yeah. I guess that's what.
15 days to be exact.
Maybe it's because it's only 2 weeks out. And I have to admit, in the past, I've really, by this time, I've gotten, it's just so exhausting to go over draft stuff every single day for months. I haven't really sensed the interest in that this year. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's just I wasn't interested in it until now.
I think it's because there's not a sexy quarterback at the top of this thing.
Yeah.
And, like, I think all the best players in this draft seem to be defensive lineman, the best player in the draft is a defensive tackle. Like, that's just not a sexy draft to your average fan. And also, I think it's part of because the Browns have the first pick and no one cares about the Browns and the Texans are picking so low.
Maybe it's all those things. Maybe it's just Texans fatigue too.
It could be.
Because what's the big offseason story been? Oh, Tony Romo, if they cut him.
I mean, the big offseason story has been nothing's happened.
Right. Well, they got rid of the ostrich.
Okay.
That's a positive. 832 said, Fred, it's supposed to be a very weak OL class. One in the first three rounds might be okay. Tight end would be a good alternative, though.
I don't think so.
Actually,
I think
USA Today graded the tackles as a D+.
Yeah, it's not great.
Yeah.
I still like Cam Robinson. For some reason, I guess nobody else does anymore, but if Cam Robinson were there with the first pick or with their first pick, that's who I would take.
I'm with you. So, and somebody else agrees with you. Trevor says the Casey Anthony show was great. So, I will have to check that out. And, you know what you need to check out if you haven't? Saloon Door Brewing. If you're down in Webster, this is your place to go and have a brew. They've got all kinds of great flavors. You could go watch the Astros there. Watch the Rockets if you want to do that when the playoffs start. It is just a cool place to hang out. They've got these two great TVs that are projector screens on the wall, and they're always playing sports. And they've got all kinds of things happening during the week. Tonight's trivia night. You want to go someplace and play some trivia, this is your place to do it. Thursdays, they do brews and bites from 4 to 9, so they've got food pairings with beers and catering by Missy Meals. And I promise you, everything they brought us from there has been fantastic. Great people down there. It's a great atmosphere. And it's very easy to find. 105 Magellan Circle, Suite A in Webster. It's less than half a mile behind Cinemark and Cheddar's off I-45 South. So just punch it into your GPS. If you're heading down there, you're on your way to Galveston, or you live in the area and you haven't checked the place out yet, go on by and tell them you heard about it on the Blitz. They are a terrific group of people. You will enjoy it. Saloon Door Brewing, saloondoorbrewing.com.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Happy Wednesday. It is a What Are the Odds Wednesday. No show on Friday, but I will be out at Sam Houston from 8 to 10 p.m. So somebody was asking when we're going to be back at Saloon Door. April 28th, we'll be back down there. And next Friday, We are at Skeeter's opening day.
Nice.
So out the next three Fridays, although we're not doing the show this Friday, but I'll be at Sam Houston Race Park. And I have tickets to give away to that, which I will do sometime between now and 5:30. So if you want those tickets, you need to listen in. 713 says, I feel like social media and ESPN, Fox, and NBC haven't been cramming mock drafts down the public's throat this year. I really haven't watched a lot of that. But, yeah, I've seen it on websites. I just have kind of chosen to ignore it. Maybe that's why.
Yeah. I mean, we haven't done it. We haven't talked about it a lot. I mean, we've talked a little about what the Texans might look at. And when they're mocked a quarterback, we feel the need to discuss it.
Yeah. But
and usually crap on it.
Yeah. Well, we don't like any of the options.
Right.
So, although I like Deshaun Watson. Nestor says, how do you know a drafted quarterback won't be ready? What are the odds you're wrong? Doesn't matter. We won't draft one anyways. I'm guessing we, meaning the Texans. The odds I'm wrong are probably about 8%. Without going back and actually looking at guys who are ready year one to be productive quarterbacks
yeah.
and on winning teams, about 8%. So do I know? Absolutely not. But just looking at the history of the league.
It typically doesn't work that way.
No.
And it's especially the kind of quarterback that they can get at 25.
Yeah, the percentage is much lower there.
Patrick Mahomes, the likelihood that he'll be ready to start week one is about 1%.
Well, he might be ready to start, but for him to be any good, it's about 1%. He might be out there, and that might be the direction they go, and I hope they don't. I'm not a fan. If they draft him or Kaiser, I'm going to be very disappointed in that pick, but they don't care what I think. Squeeze in some phone calls here on a What Are the Odds Wednesday. We'll start with Duke. What's up, Duke?
Sports, guys. What's happening, fellas?
Sports to you, man.
Oh, man. First, Fred, yesterday AJ was on the roll. First with the Casey Anthony, his white people's OJ is hilarious. And I've never heard anyone leave Jerome speechless with AJ's response to him, find out that he was a flight attendant. It had my 13-year-old daughter just bent over killing herself last night. It's hilarious,
You didn't know that?
No, I didn't know.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
it was so funny. I mean, he couldn't even talk anymore. It was hilarious. But my question what are the odds that Lomachenko is going to move up real fast to fight Crawford? What do you think his chances are against Crawford?
Man, I think Lomachenko Crawford is the fight to make. I think that's the fight that everybody wants to see at that weight. I don't know if it'll happen. I mean, there's so much complicated crap that goes into this stuff with boxing, but that's the fight I want to see. Lomachenko, there's nobody else who's going to give Lomachenko a fight. And honestly, right now, I don't know who else is going to give Terrence Crawford a fight. So I think that's the right fight to make. I think they could make a lot of money doing that.
I'm with you. That would be very cool to see, but
yeah. I don't need to see Lomachenko beat up any more cans.
Yeah,
I mean, I know what he is.
Brian says there's plenty of mock drafts out there, but without quarterback star power, who cares? I don't know that it's just quarterback either. I think if there were just that one transcendent guy, people get interested in that. Like the Clowney draft was interesting in Houston because you didn't know if they were going to quarterback or Clowney, but he was a polarizing figure nationally too. So I don't know. I think then maybe it's just a Houston thing. Maybe people are just having Texans fatigue after 9-7, 9-7, 9-7. No quarterback. Let's try Blitzer Jesse. What's up?
What's going on, guys? Sports.
Sports to you.
Yeah, I was actually going to say the same thing that guy just said, the first caller, about yesterday. I was cracking up about the whole flight attendant thing. I even tweeted AJ that I was about to wreck. But what I was calling to ask about was, I agree with Fred. I think they need to go beef up the offensive line. You know, I don't think Patrick Mahomes, Kaiser, any of these guys. If they do go quarterback, I'd like it to be next year. The quarterback class looks like it's going to be a little stacked. But I guess my question is, I really don't have a what are the odds. My question for you guys, one of your opinions, is if you are going to beef up the offensive line and with how good our defense is and should be this year, wouldn't you want to go after one of these running backs still available? I mean, you don't want to put that many miles on Lamar Miller.
Why not?
I mean, AP, I mean, he already proved that he's going to break down. You had to give him a rest last year. I mean, I'm not saying to go get a star running back, but wouldn't you want to get a bruiser or someone to just
sell? Oh, you're talking about in free agency?
So, yeah. Instead of going after a quarterback, you know, all this time they've been spending you know, talking about Tony Romo, you know they put all those eggs in that basket, and, well, they failed, typical Texans. But wouldn't you want to go after one of these running backs in free agency that's still available? I mean, I think Blunt, Peterson, I mean, take a risk on Jamaal Charles. I called last year talking about, I mean, I gave them kudos for at least taking a risk with Brock Osweiler. Of course, they swung and missed, but, I mean, if Jamaal Charles can give you some of what he used to be, he'd be a great third down back.
I prefer that they, and I'm okay with them addressing running back. I just prefer they do it in the draft. I think you can get a fourth or fifth round guy who can give you what those guys would without having to spend money.
Yeah, maybe. Although, I mean, I don't know how much, I don't know what the market is. I don't know what you would have to pay an Adrian Peterson at this point. And obviously, if Adrian Peterson's, if somehow he comes out and has the, if he hasn't lost a lot, then you've got great upside for a minimal investment. I mean, I'm not saying go out and give these guys like a long-term contract or a bunch of money, but just say, hey, do you want to work this year? Because if so, we've got a job for you. I could see that, and I wouldn't be opposed to that. If you draft one, yeah, I'm with Fred. I wouldn't even be looking at one until the fifth round probably.
Yeah, and maybe they think, you know, one of the guys that they've drafted in recent years is ready to step up and play. I don't know, but I don't consider it a need, but it is certainly something you could beef up.
It would be nice. And the other thing, the quarterback situation, would I love to see them take one next year? Sure. And I've talked about this before. Sam Darnold and Josh Rosen are two of my favorite prospects in I don't even know how long.
Since Andrew Luck.
Yeah, and Josh Allen, the kid from Wyoming, a lot of people say great things about him too. The problem is those types of quarterbacks, they don't fall to 25.
No.
Those three names right there will probably all be top 6-7 picks. And I'm guessing Sam Darnold will be number one, and Josh Rosen will probably be number two, depending on who has those picks.
Or who trades for him.
The likelihood of the Texans having one of those picks is pretty low. And next year, they're not going to have a second-round pick. It's just going to be very difficult for them to move up and get one of those guys, unless this year is just a total disaster.
Yeah, which... honestly, I'd rather see total disaster than 9-7 first round again.
I would too.
What are the odds of Texans trade a 2 to my Bengals for McCarron from Trevor? I'd love to see them make a move for him. I'd love to see them make a move for Garoppolo or Brett Hundley. Bring in one of those three guys and, you know, let him compete with Tom Savage and, you know, do a 1-year tryout. And if the guy works out, you got your quarterback. And if he doesn't, you're looking at the draft next year. Let's take Christian. What's up, Christian?
Hey, guys, sports.
Hey, sports to you.
Hey, buddy. I heard you. I heard somebody say Lomachenko and Crawford is a fight to go, but it seems like everybody seems to be skipping Mikey Garcia at 135. I think he'll absolutely give Lomachenko a good fight, and I think he has the all-around defense. He has the power. He has the speed to even be favored in the fight, but everybody I speak with is really giving Mikey Garcia absolutely no chance. I'll hang up and listen to you guys.
Yeah, I don't really either, honestly. And I thought it was funny that Mikey Garcia said he would fight Lomachenko, but Lomachenko has to go win a title first. And I'm like, dude, I mean, okay. I mean, honestly, at this point, Lomachenko, he's the A-side of that ticket. And I know Mikey Garcia is 30-something and 0. He's a good fighter, but he doesn't have the cachet that Lomachenko has. I wouldn't mind seeing that fight. I just don't know. I don't know that Mikey Garcia wants anything to do with him.
I'm kind of with you. I like Garcia, but I just think when you have that best pound for pound guy conversation, Lomachenko, you don't get.
He's near the top.
Yeah, you don't get very far.
And Terrence Crawford's pretty near the top too.
Yeah. All right, one more before we go to break. Let's try Darren. You're on the Blitz, go, sir.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Sports.
Okay, AJ, Fred, I've been listening to you guys for like years, like since you guys were on Noon. Okay, like it's enough of this. Like the Texans need to finally have some balls and draft the quarterback. Like do what Dallas did. And I mean, Dallas didn't have to take one early in the draft, but like, you got to pull the trigger at some point. You can't be hoping and wishing another team's backup is going to be the one to change your fortunes around. Like, have some balls and finally draft the quarterback.
Do you know what Dallas did? Dallas did with Dak Prescott the same thing the Texans did with Tom Savage. They drafted a guy who they assumed was going to be the backup quarterback and was forced to play, and they just happened to catch lightning in a bottle. I mean, it's not like Dallas went out of their way to draft their next franchise quarterback. They didn't.
Well, I understand that. But at some point, you're going to have to pick up the mantle and take a quarterback, man. Like, you cannot be waiting on other teams' backups to change the fortunes of this team. You know what you're looking at again next season? If you don't draft a real quarterback, you're looking at 9-7, probably even worse.
But if you draft a quarterback at pick 25, you're probably looking at 9-7 anyway, because that guy's not going to be ready to play this season. If you get Patrick Mahomes at 25, that's a long-term project.
Yeah, if he's starting week one, you're in trouble. And look, I'm all for drafting one. I just don't think I'd do it in the first round unless it was Deshaun Watson. If he's at 25, I'm okay with that pick.
I'll also say, man, the history of the quarterback, like the investment in the quarterback position in Texans franchise history is really sad.
It is.
And
one number one overall pick.
And since then, it's just been like, we'll throw a dart here, throw a dart there. And it's almost like because that first pick failed, which, by the way, that's the first pick in your franchise's history. You're an expansion team. Yeah, Chances are good it's going to fail.
He had no offensive line.
I mean,
he never really had a chance to be successful.
But so after David Carr, the history of the position that you've drafted is Dave Ragone, Drew Henson, B.J. Simmons, Alex Brink, T.J. Yates, Tom Savage. That's it. End of story.
Ragone was a third-round pick, I believe. But Savage is about as much as they've invested.
Yeah, Ragone was a third-round pick. Everything else was fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh.
And that was during the Charlie Casserly era, when not only did they miss on second and third round picks, they missed on every pick.
Yeah.
That was just brutal. And they had all those extras. They had every chance to build a really good foundation here. And that staff just did a lousy job building the team.
That's what I've always thought is funny about Texans fans, who they'll still complain about the Texans picking Mario Williams, but for some reason don't complain about their history of drafting quarterbacks, or their history of not drafting quarterbacks, I guess, more accurately.
I said, I'm okay with a second, third, fourth round pick. I just think it's more important for next year's team. You got to beef up that offensive line.
I do too.
It's a much more pressing, immediate need.
Because the guy you're going to get at 25, I don't think, at least for the 2017 season, is a huge upgrade over Tom Savage.
At least for, maybe by week eight. Who knows?
Maybe.
Don't know how guys develop, but we'll see. And somebody brings up a good point that Dak Prescott's kind of ruined people's expectations on what a rookie quarterback can reasonably do. And I know Texans fan is looking up there, we need to do that. Well, you did. It was Tom Savage.
Well, Tom Brady did that a while ago for everybody. So did Russell Wilson.
Yeah, but those are such outliers.
That's what I'm saying. More often than not.
And
it doesn't work that way.
Most of the good quarterbacks come at the top of the draft. There's also a lot of busts at the top of the draft.
Like, if you think back to last year, and obviously Dak Prescott was the diamond in the rough at that position. What other rookie quarterback had a positive impact last year? I mean, I guess maybe Carson Wentz to an extent, although he was more bad than good. Jared Goff was a disaster. Paxton Lynch, they didn't even want him on the field. Christian Hackenberg, I mean, I don't know if the Jets even want him on the team. Yeah. Cody Kessler was solid.
He probably gave you more than you expected.
Yeah, and he was a third round pick. Connor Cook, Cardale Jones did nothing.
And those are guys that might be good in a couple of years.
Maybe.
Connor Cook, you won't need to. Hopefully, you won't need him to be good you've got a quarterback.
You've got a guy, and that's the smart thing to do. Is once you've got a guy, do like the Patriots do, and every few years use a third round, fourth round pick on a guy, groom him, and then it's an investment. If he's worth a damn, people will want him. And if he's not, okay, you let him go and move on to the next one.
713-780-ESPN is your number. It's What Are the Odds Wednesday. If you want to get lined up, we'll take your calls. But, hey, guys, if you think you've missed spring, you haven't at Texas Mattress Makers, because springs matter at the factory. In fact, they come in all sizes to accommodate all types of sleepers, like the Amsterdam line of beds. We've got the pocketed coils to improve airflow. And it's the last month to get the Amsterdam exclusively at Texas Mattress Makers. All size sets are on sale, but you can get the king size. The price has dropped to $499. And a great thing about Texas Mattress Makers, they give you quality beds. You're saving a bunch of money because they're making them there at the factory and selling them directly to you. And they're always coming up with just incredible mattresses so you sleep better. They've been doing it for 30 years over there. And guess what? It's not just me that loves Texas Mattress Makers. You do too. Number one mattress store on Yelp. So thousands agree that Texas Mattress Makers delivers on quality and price. Also, the Barcelona, which is the most popular bed sold at Texas Mattress Makers, it's the top of the line with unmatched quality. Queen size is now just $15.99. Texas Mattress Makers is at 4619 Navigation at the corner with Lockwood. Great people, great beds, great prices. Go check them out today. Texas Mattress Makers, the best sleep at the best price guaranteed.
Call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz on a What Are the Odds Wednesday. 713-780-ESPN is your number. If you want to get in on the HRNP listener line, 281. What are the odds the Texans will finish low enough in the standings to land one of the great quarterbacks in the 2018 draft? I think that's pretty unlikely. Although, if they do, guess what? You're getting a new coach. I don't think you're getting a new GM, but you're getting a new coaching staff, and you're hitting the reset button. So,
okay.
And I'm fine with that. If they go 4-12.
Challenge accepted.
Yeah. Go 4-12.
But I mean, that just seems unlikely.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we saw they had a disaster at quarterback last season.
You can't get much worse quarterback play than they got last year.
The rest of their team is so solid. Although I don't know that their defense will be as good this year as it was last year. They lost a lot of guys and did nothing to replace them.
Yeah, unless you know, they've been pretty good at having guys like that ready to step in, whether it's K.J. Dillon at safety or I'm sure they've got some guys they like. So I'm not too worried about that. And I do think J.J. Watt being back helps him. And I think they'll miss Vince Wilfork. I'm assuming he's not coming back.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think they'll be fine on defense. Maybe better, maybe not. But the offense has been the real issue and starts with the guy under center. And yep. They're convinced, and I don't know if they're trying to convince us of this because they have no other option, but they're doing their best to try to convince everybody that Tom Savage can play. What do I think it will take in order for the Texans to get a new GM, 0-16? I think another 2-14 might do it, but I don't know. I think he's so ingrained there. And listen, I don't think he's a bad GM. I don't think I think he's made some mistakes at some key positions. And if I were him, I wouldn't be trusting my scouts who come and say, draft this offensive lineman. I'd go get some new scouts to do that. And I wouldn't trust any of his scouts who say, go sign this quarterback.
Right.
But whoever's doing defensive backs there is doing a pretty good job. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-ESPN. 3776. Drunk Bevo says the Texans haven't had a 17 quarterback visit. Given the situation with the head coach, maybe quarterback isn't a top need for 17. Crazy thought. I don't think it's a need. I think it's a long-term need. It's just none of those cats are going to come in here and make this team a Super Bowl contender.
No.
Now, I do think there are some backups in the league that might be able to, guys that I liked coming out of the draft that I think could be that I thought were better prospects than the guys in this draft. I guess put it that way. I don't know that teams necessarily shared my opinion because they all went later than I thought they would, except for Garoppolo. And I don't, from all indications, Patriots aren't willing to trade him because, you know, the Browns were willing to offer a lot more than the Texans could. So, and they don't need to. So they can do whatever they want with him.
Yeah.
But, if I could get McCarron or Hundley, I would do it and bring them in to compete. Maybe they're not as good as Tom Savage, and if they're not, oh, well. You haven't lost much. And
chances are good they're as good as Tom Savage.
I think so.
Contrary to everyone's belief that he's the best ever.
Suddenly they're trying to sell us on this, and I get it because it's their only option. But the reality is, even if he can play, what about him makes you think he can stay on the field?
I mean, he's never shown that he can.
And we haven't seen enough of him. And I mean, it's easy to sit here and say, I don't think the guy can play based on what I've seen. But the reality is, maybe he's better than what he's shown. He just hasn't had much of a chance to show it because he hasn't been healthy. But I just don't see it. I haven't seen it when he's been on the field. And he just hasn't been on the field enough. 713-780-ESPN. 713-780-3776. Does this text line work? How do I know they're reaching you guys? Now you know. Doesn't mean I get to all of them. Hey, Fred, any chance you'll talk hockey playoffs today? No, but I did write an article, and I broke down each series and gave you some potential bets for series bets. I think I like 3 underdogs to win their series. So St. Louis being one of them. Can't remember the other 2. It's on HoustonSportsAndStuff.com. Let's try Jim. What's up, Jim?
Hey, guys. I know that NFL teams have several regions when it comes to scouting. And wanted to just find out, if you happen to know, do they go into a lot of the smaller schools locally, for example, like a Sam Houston State, to see if there's, you know, maybe a standout player that isn't in the Division I type system, but yet has the tools. I think in baseball they call it a 5-tool athlete, right? So maybe someone in some of the smaller schools, do you happen to know if they've got scouts that work that, I guess, demographic, for lack of a better term?
My guess is that they, all those schools have pro days, and or they, in my experience, like when I was in Austin, schools like that or like Texas State, if they had someone who wanted to play in the NFL, usually those kids would show up at Texas's pro day and scouts would see them there.
And a lot of these guys will get invited to the combine too, if they're good enough. That's not just the Texans that scout those guys. Everybody does. So if you can play and you're down there, they'll find you. But it's like anywhere else. If you can play, for the most part, a team's going to find you. Every now and then you get a Kurt Warner who comes out of nowhere that nobody paid, or
right,
Tony Romo who didn't get drafted. Every now and then that happens, but for the most part, they know who the players are.
Like Carson Wentz.
Yeah.
North Dakota State.
Yeah, that's
They found him, yeah. I mean, they'll find you if you're a guy like that, because those guys, I mean, the other thing is, NFL scouts, they're looking at everything. I mean, they're doing film study on all these guys, and nobody hides that far away anymore.
Yeah. All right, guys. Dude says, no way the Blues will beat the Wild this year. Hey, bet the other way then, but I'll take the team that's been there over a team with a coach who has a history of first round playoffs.
So you're taking Preds over Blackhawks?
I'm not taking Preds over Blackhawks. No, sorry. I honestly think it's going to be a chalky year.
I think our hockey teams are in the same boat. It's like, oh, cool, you made the playoffs. Now you get to get your head kicked in.
Pretty much. Oh, the Leafs are, they're not, they got no chance against the Caps. None whatsoever. So I think it's going to be Caps Blackhawks in the end. The only 2 long shots that I threw out there that might be worth a few bucks to win the cup are Edmonton and Boston. I think Boston's 12-1 and Edmonton's 10-1. And to me, the Blackhawks and Caps are going to be really tough. All right, guys. There's a kid who wants to drop out of school and doesn't know what to do. There is a place that helps. It's Houston Can Academies. And they change lives, because what they do is help kids who have dropped out of these other schools. They give them a second chance. Some of them had to get jobs. There's all kinds of reasons. that they had to drop out. Well, they work with them, and they give them that opportunity to go back to school, and so many of them graduate and go on and do great things, and you can help them do that. That's all you have to do is donate something that you're not even using anymore. That's right, a car, a truck, a motorcycle, a boat, any kind of vehicle, RV, tractor, four-wheeler, you name it. Doesn't matter if it's running or not. They're going to come and tow it free of charge. They're going to process all the paperwork, and your donation is tax deductible. So here's a chance to help yourself on taxes, to do a good thing, and get rid of something that you're not using anymore. It's just an eyesore out there in your backyard or in your garage. And guess what? You donate today, free $50 Visa gift card, just their way of saying thank you. Give them a call, 713-225-4226. If you can hear my voice on the radio, doesn't matter where you are, they'll come tow your vehicle. 713-225-4226. Or online at HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
Howdy, Houston. Dave South here. Sports!
Tune in at 7 tonight for the best soccer talk on the planet with Glenn Davis. At Soccer Matters tonight, following the Blitz. Glenn Davis is the champion of all soccer.
He's got J.J. Watt's girlfriend coming on the show tonight.
Oh, really?
In studio.
She's still his girlfriend?
Yeah.
Then broken up yet?
I can't remember her name. It's Megan something.
John, you should know this. You're Asian.
She's not Asian.
No, but he should know soccer because you guys aren't good at anything else.
That's pretty racist, Fred.
Of course it is.
Let's just stick to him knowing about math and the best ways to cook pets.
817 brings up a real good point. The Cowboys backups before Dak got in there, Brandon Whedon, Kellen Moore, Matt Castle, Kyle Lorton, John Kitna, Stephen McGee. Took a while.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All we have to do is rally around John Kitna. I don't know if we still have that drop.
I think that
was from the old place. Maybe that's what the Texans need to do is rally around John Kitna.
Maybe so.
It's Cushing's wife's sister, according to 713.
Yeah.
Yeah. That much I vaguely remember. Well, that's cool. I'll have to tune in for that. I like to listen to Glenn on the way home sometimes. So that's how I learn soccer. I still don't know it very well, but at least I learn. Hey, let's give something away. If you're ready for them. 4-pack of tickets to Sam Houston Race Park to join me in the special ESPN section. You'll enjoy a complimentary buffet while you watch, wager, and win at Sam Houston Race Park. This Friday, April 14th, from 8 until 10, we've got a handicapping contest in races 5 through 10. The week's winner gets 4 tickets to the summer concert of their choice from the Sam Houston Race Park Summer Concert Series. The fun never ends at Sam Houston Race Park. Let's give the people on the stream a chance to win this one. We'll do caller 30 at 713-780-3776. If you want something to do Friday night, come on out to the track. Hopefully we'll win something. So, have not been doing very well with the ponies. Santos wants to know any update from Shrek since Beth will be in for Pillow Talk. Dude needs to get more advice. Man needs to get some.
Well,
yeah, I've asked Shrek a couple of times to call in and talk to Beth. I think that would be an interesting conversation. So, somebody said, don't forget Mark Sanchez. Did he get on the field for them at all?
I don't know. I think maybe in. No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think he did.
Maybe for like a kneel down or something, but no.
Yeah. So, people keep asking for more hockey stuff. That's why I wrote it. It's all on the website. Nobody else wants to hear hockey but about 12 of us, maybe 13. Oh, he played week 17.
Okay.
Which didn't matter. They were already locked in by then. 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. It is a What Are the Odds Wednesday, and I don't know if we have time to get into this segment. Maybe I'll save it. Did you see the, not that you would ever care about an Oral Roberts coach being fired, but Scott Sutton, who'd been there forever, did you see the, apparently what some of the list of regulations they gave him?
No.
He could not recruit players with tattoos at Oral Roberts.
Ooh, okay.
He could only recruit professed Christian athletes, which I mean, that's common at a lot of schools. There was once where I applied for a job at HBU, and you had to sign a thing saying you believe that Jesus Christ actually was physically existed. So I don't, it's not really a problem for me if you're a religious school to put, you know, stipulations on what kind of players can play there, but only Christian athletes who didn't have tattoos.
I mean, no wonder he got fired. I mean, how are you going to win like that?
He said, Bill Self coached there for 4 years, and he said, your pool of potential recruits has been decreased tremendously. There are a lot of people whose lives were changed, people whose entire outlook was changed because of their experience at ORU. Whether it was through osmosis, being around people of faith, it might have changed the lives of a lot of athletes. It would be sad to eliminate those type of kids.
It really is. I mean, that's absurd.
Yeah. And one of his former players said, after that man turned down big offers to be loyal to the university, Scott Sutton is ORU basketball. Not anymore.
No, not anymore.
That's got to be
tough,
though.
Shame.
So, when were you guys talking about the airplane thing? Is that why it came up that you found out Jerome was a flight attendant?
Yeah. I had no idea.
Yeah. Well, did he tell you the story about how he wound up at the Chronicle? He went to a job fair.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and basically somebody liked him, and we eventually hired him. It was part time for a while, and he turned into a star. But flight attendant to multimedia superstar.
It works out sometimes.
It does. Somebody was asking earlier, is it too late for me to get in the business? I'm 30 years old. I didn't get into it until I was 42.
Into radio?
Radio, yeah. I mean, I did have 22 years of other media before that.
I mean, listen, that's why I tell everybody, dude, go try Rock the Mic.
Yeah.
And
that's a good path. Just do Rock the Mic. Maybe.
How old's Craig Koshkin?
He looks like he's about 70.
He's not 70. He's not old.
He's mid-30s, I think.
Yeah, he's in his mid-30s. Nah,
he's got to be 59 at least.
And he's doing a podcast. He's working his way through this business. That's the way you got to do it, man.
Yeah.
I mean.
That's why we do that thing, and it's not that far away from the next one, so.
Very rarely, and it just so happens that the two of us, it did work out that way for. But, again, Fred had prior experience that translated, but very rarely do you start your radio career in a market that's of any note. I mean, usually you start in a really small market at a really crappy station. That's just the way radio works. And you eventually have to succeed in those places to get to a bigger place. You know, I was lucky the way I started. I think you found a good spot, you know, based on what you had done in your previous career. Those are rare stories.
Yeah, for the most part.
Those are exceptions to the rule.
And there's a lot of paths that people get on, and the best one is, like I said, if you're interested, go do Rock the Mic this year and see where it takes you. And a lot of people, go start your own podcast. Try that. Work your way up that way. I've told a lot of people to do that, and maybe somebody hears it and likes it, and you get an opportunity. I don't know that it's ever too late, but just expect it to be a long, drawn-out process. Yep. There's no overnight sensations in this business at all. All right, what do you
Except
got here?
For me, who was amazing.
Well, it's still you. It took you a while. You had to wear bunny suits and stuff like that.
No, that was in high school. That was when I got arrested.
Well, you were interning at one point.
I interned for like 2 or 3 weeks, and then I started getting money.
Okay.
I was a special case, though, Fred.
Well, we know that about you.
I'm like essentially the Muhammad Ali of radio.
Ah.
All right, guys. As the seasons change, you want to revitalize your outdoor living area. You want to do it with the custom style and quality you've come to expect from Allied Outdoor Solutions. Call the pros at Allied to get you ready for the summer season. 713-465-0400. They can renovate your fading pool deck, your grayed-out patio, your outdated driveway with a carved stone overlay that'll give you the look and feel of real stone on your existing surface for less. It's trial hand carved, custom colored for your home. It looks great. It's twice as strong as concrete, and Allied stands behind it with a 7-year warranty. They'll help you on residential and commercial projects, and they help you save money as well. They even offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. Save yourself the hassle. Save yourself the expense of tearing everything out and starting over. Get a carved stone overlay instead to get the look and feel of real stone for less from Allied Outdoor Solutions. Stop by the showroom, I-10 in the Beltway, or check out the Carved Stone Projects photo gallery at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com, or give them a call for a risk-free estimate. 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions. You're talking money, need a hearing aid. You're talking about me, I don't see a shade. Switch on my side, I take any lane. Switch on my car if I kill any pain. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Ain't no mercy.